Great to have you along today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. This hour, we're going to take a look at wildlife habitat certification. There's a program for it, and your community might be able to be certified. And we're going to find out what that takes with our two guests as we work along today during our spring member drive. But Keely Bautina is waving her hands at me, shake and say, hey, you got to talk about the drive. So we'll do that for just a minute.
Thank you. Goodness. Shouldn't take that much effort, Larry.
No, and you know, it's really kind of fun to talk about it. You know, we've got a good thing here. We have great shows and great programming, I think. We invest a lot of time and effort into putting the shows on, and we're here to ask you as a listener to invest a few minutes as well of time to support your WPR listening.
Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the fact that listener support does make up the largest piece of funding for all of these programs that you count on. And that is why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Yeah, member drives are really an important time to make sure the funding is in place for the news and information you rely on from WPR. And your gift funds the Larry Mueller Show and many other WPR programs you value. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You're smart. You're paying attention. Funding for public media has been in the news recently. We want you to know that while all funding is important, voluntary listener contributions make up the largest and most reliable support of funding for WPR.
And that means your support is vital to keeping WPR on the air and going strong. Now that you know how important you are, I hope you'll make your gift. Do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
WPR is probably a preset in your car or at home, maybe your home and your car. Maybe the app is right on your home screen on your phone. You listen to WPR a lot. So help pay for the programs you enjoy so much. Become a member today.
Yeah, make the switch from someone who listens to someone who listens and contributes. And you can start with a gift, $10, $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My life would be diminished without Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, I wouldn't want to do without it.
It's just a comfort to me to have it on while I'm making dinner. And it
gives you a whole different perspective on things.
Many, many times I've listened to the radio and it's made me laugh or cry.
Wisconsin Public Radio is
my source for connecting to the world.
For everything I like to hear on the radio.
For everyday listening.
And you can give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. During our spring member drive, Larry Mueller here with Keely Bautina. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it has an important impact.
And we know you value your time. We value your time, too. That's why giving to WPR takes just a few minutes. So tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you want to pay.
Quick and easy to do, and your gift now really helps. Take a couple of minutes right now to support the stations you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Think for just a moment about what you spend $10 on. Goodies at the cafe. Maybe there's no book that you pass that you can't pick up. What about games or apps on your phone? Like, these are all things that make your day better. You enjoy them. And that's just like WPR. With a gift of $10 a month, you can make a difference for the public service that you rely on.
And when you support, you join a community of tens of thousands of people who give what they can for the programs they value. So join in right now. Give $10 a month or whatever amount is right for you. Every gift is powerful at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
It's a great day to be hanging out with the Larry Mueller Show during the drive because we have a special WPR t-shirt offer. It is available today only. You can get the latest WPR t-shirt for the special amount of a donation of $15 a month. Tomorrow, it'll be more to get that t-shirt. So now is the time to get that soft, stylish, very, very, very Wisconsin t-shirt. It's yours at $15 a month. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And while you're doing it, you can become a sustaining member. Easy to set up, those convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hey, Joshua in Stoughton says, Larry Mueller inspired me to donate today. Making a difference, Larry.
Oh, thank you, Josh. And what about you? Join with your gift right now. Powerful, easy to do, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much. And I want to thank our guests who are coming online with us right now. They're here to talk about some cool stuff. There are many ways to establish wildlife habitat in backyards. You can do it in public gardens and on school property. They can be beautiful spaces that benefit all kinds of things. Migratory birds, they help in pest control. And we're going to talk about those possibilities with our two guests. One of them, Mary Phillips, is leader of the National Wildlife Federation's Garden for Wildlife and also the Certified Wildlife Habitat Programs. Mary, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today, Larry.
Great to have you with us. Nikki Sternitsky, also with us, chairs the Elm Grove Beautification Committee. And in 2023, Elm Grove became the first Wisconsin community to earn wildlife habitat certification from the National Wildlife Federation. Nikki, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having us, Larry.
Well, I was really intrigued and interested to learn about that. And as you listen to our guests today, I hope you'll join in. What questions do you have about maybe creating wildlife habitat for in your town and neighborhood? Give a call. Number is 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Mary, let's start with you. You oversee the National Wildlife Federation Certified Community Wildlife Habitat Program. Tell us about the program and its mission.
Sure. Yeah, actually, we have a suite of programs of helping people create habitat where they live, work, play, learn, and worship. And Garden for Wildlife and our Certified Wildlife Habitat is the cornerstone that was started in 1973. And that is a program that allows people to be stewards right where they live in creating habitat primarily with native plants to provide food, water, cover, and places to raise young, also using sustainable practices in their stewardship of their property through wildlife gardening.
Yeah. How's a program implemented within a community? I mean, is local government involved or is it individual residents?
Well, the beauty of this program is that anyone can really be a leader for the Community Wildlife Habitat Program. And Community Wildlife Habitat is the larger umbrella of where community by community, many people are creating these individual certified wildlife habitats. And depending on the size of the community, their population, they have goals that they achieve. And sometimes that is municipally led by someone in like the sustainability office of an area, or someone who is a volunteer and an amazing ambassador for wildlife, Nikki with her experiences. So we've got an amazing array of people that are coming in with a variety of expertise in this program.
Do you need, or not you, does a community need to convert, I mean, large public spaces into wildlife habitat, Mary?
Yeah, so it's a combination of individual residences, and if the local town or municipality can commit to doing pollinator gardens in public spaces, that is a bonus, and that's one of the benchmarks that people can encourage. But it's the number of people that are engaged and the volume of the work that they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. And what about the whole process? How does a community get certified as a community wildlife habitat?
Yeah, so basically what they need to do is designate these individual properties, whether they're homes, parks, schools, businesses, as individual certified habitats. And then the other key component is that they're doing environmental, there's a team that's established, and they're doing environmental education, outreach, workshops. Sometimes they host festivals, variety of things. But the size of the community basically determines how many certified wildlife habitat points, if you will, that they need. So for example, a city with a population size of 50 to 100,000 needs at least 300 habitat points that they achieve by the volume of people doing the individual habitat, the level of education they're doing, to engage community members in habitat restoration projects, doing outreach on social media and other kinds of education. So that's kind of the big picture of how that happens.
It's all pretty cool to me. Nikki, let me turn to you. How did you, here you are, a resident of Elm Grove, how'd you learn about the Federation's program?
Elm Grove has been a Bird City, Wisconsin designee for many years. And one of the criteria in that is that a significant number of homes were certified as National Wildlife Federation Garden for Habitat homes. So in doing homework and trying to figure out how many homes were certified, we came across this community wildlife habitat. And in looking at the map, there weren't any in Wisconsin that were certified. So our committee got talking about it and then went to village administration to see if this was something that we could work on. And we got the go ahead. And so we move forward with it.
Yeah. What do you like about the program?
Everything. honestly, it is the perfect marriage, I think, of community involvement and grassroots education, but also involving local government and administration, which I think it takes a combination of factors to really make the changes that are needed to do what Doug Tallamy talks about, in that making our homes connective corridors for the birds and the butterflies and the bees. And, you know, right here in Waukesha County is a hotspot for the federally endangered rusty patch bumblebee. So it's quite exciting that each one of us can make a difference for these species.
You know, I'm thinking about Elm Grove, and I'm wondering, well, what makes Elm Grove different from other communities? I mean, you must have a dedicated group of people, but you also need the whole community supporting.
Yeah, we have a pretty amazing community. It's only 2 square miles by 2 square miles, or 2 miles by 2 miles. And people really got behind it. Even like our little local newspaper, it takes most communities about 2 years to go from registration to certification, but Elm Grove was able to do it in just 4 months.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We had 85 homeowners, all the schools, and you get more points for schools. And then we had a bunch of common areas. But it made the front page of the newspaper. And I think, you know, when people heard we could be the first in Wisconsin, it just went crazy and everybody signed up and did it. So it was exciting.
Mary, how do you view what's happened in Elm Grove?
It's amazing. They are an amazing leader. They are one of 7 communities working on the program, but to Nikki's point, they are the first that actually got certified in Wisconsin. And they did it in kind of record time, like she said. It's really, really impressive. And what I also love is they're passing it on. So they've got other ways to engage other communities. I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but also what they're doing in their community to educate people about stewardship practices, like removing invasive plant species that could actually wipe out some of the native populations that birds and bees and at iconic species like the rusty patch bumblebee rely on because they've co-evolved over many, many millennium to really have this amazing relationship with native plants. So what is so great about Elm Grove is they're actually helping people understand that connection and also what they can do to remove the things that might be an obstacle to that.
Oh, man. You guys are a couple of spark plugs. Mary Phillips leads the National Wildlife Federation's Garden for Wildlife and the Certified Wildlife Habitat Programs. Nikki Sternitsky chairs the Elm Grove Beautification Committee, and I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments or thoughts about it. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, talk@WPR.org. Really love to hear from you. During our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive, Keely Baltina joins back in to talk with you as well. Here we are. The largest source of funding for our shows is from listeners like you. And this drives you, it's your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So I hope you'll take that important step now when you donate at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Your gift during this Spring Member Drive is so crucial because it directly supports your daily listening. It's the thought-provoking conversations. It's the trustworthy reporting. You come here for those things. They're available thanks to you. So choose an amount and then make your gift. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, it always makes me feel so good to be able to bring programs like this one to you. I mean, a lot of people, I am sure, are hearing for the first time about the Certified Wildlife Habitat programs, for example. And to learn from others who are involved in the projects, and maybe they're thinking about, maybe we can do this in our community as well. And I think this is kind of a unique source type of programming, and we're listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And your gift is both about the gift itself and the way you choose to give. So a great way to support WPR is to become a sustaining member. And as a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
Many people give $10 or $20 a month. You choose whatever amount's right for you. You can become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We have a special offer on this first day of the Spring Member Drive. You can ask for your 2025 WPR t-shirt when you give $15 a month, today only. Don't delay. Tomorrow, the donation amount goes up. Like always, the t-shirt is comfortable and attractive. This year's shirt features Wisconsin state symbols, including Wisconsin Public Radio, in lavender and orange on a cream-colored shirt. Ask for your new t-shirt for the special donation amount of $15 a month. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. Your support during our Spring Member Drive makes the news, the conversations, the entertainment, the music you enjoy on WPR possible, and your gift could be $10 or $20 a month or whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount.
And maybe you've already made a donation this year or you're a sustaining member. Thank you so much for that. Now is the time to consider making an extra gift. Maybe it's $50 or $100. You can do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Join in during this drive. And thank you so much for that extra support for the programs that you enjoy every day.
Special day at WPR, the first day of our spring drive, and the only day you'll be offering a discount on the WPR t-shirt. And you know, when I think about it, I talk myself into giving every single time. Yep. After the show's over, I'm going to walk down to the money lady
yep.
and say, I want to get that T-shirt. So here's, so I just add another to the total, and you could do that too. Well, you probably can't walk down the hall, but you can call. You can call at 888-202-2552. Or, you know, just go online to WPR.org and make your gift of $15 a month. And tomorrow the donation amount goes up.
Yeah, great opportunity to get that spiffy T-shirt and support Wisconsin Public Radio. Also, if you're a sustaining member, again, thank you so much. Today is the day you could increase your support for WPR. Consider doing that by $5 or $10 a month, right? Just like Larry was talking about. Whatever amount you choose, knowing that it benefits yourself and everybody else across Wisconsin. Do that now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
William in Janesville says, I always want WPR to be here. What about you? Join in with your gift right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Larry Mueller here. You know, wildlife habitats taking root in many Wisconsin communities. And we have a couple of guests for you that who are talking about that very process. Mary Phillips leads the National Wildlife Federation's Garden for Wildlife and Certified Wildlife Habitat Programs. Nikki Sternitsky is chair of the Elm Grove Beautification Committee, and we're talking about what's going on not only in Elm Grove, but elsewhere. And I hope you'll join in. Maybe you're involved in one of these community events, or maybe you just have a question about them. Number to call, 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. Nikki, last year and this year, if I'm not mistaken, there were five other communities near Elm Grove who have registered for the Wildlife Habitat Program. And I got to believe Elm Grove played a role in getting those communities going.
Yeah, we did. It's kind of an interesting story. Partway through the process, we offered these free site visits where we would go to people's homes and walk through the 62 different criteria that are a part of certifying your home. You only need 10 of those criteria. But one of the criteria is, you know, using minimal pesticides. And the homeowner commented, well, of course I don't use pesticides. I have young children and it's well water here in Elm Grove. And we had just learned from one of our village trustees who gave a talk on our Underwood Creek daylighting project that our well water actually comes from an aquifer where rainwater that lands further west of us. And so she said, well, then you need to go get them to certify their yards so that they're not using pesticides in our that are going to end up in our well water. And that is kind of what started this TAG You're It program, where we would help form teams in other communities and encourage them to work with their municipality and administrators to certify their communities.
So TAG You're It.
That was how
you sort of promoted it with the neighboring communities?
Yep. And then hopefully once they certify, they will then tag their neighboring communities and we can make Wisconsin a leader in this program.
I think that's so cool. And the communities, would you have Wauwatosa, Brookfield?
Yep. New Berlin, Pewaukee, and the latest is Menominee Falls.
Okay. Really, really cool. And hopefully more are going to be expanding out from that. Mary, what do these communities in Wisconsin still need to do to earn certification? Let's talk some more details on that.
Sure, no problem. I also wanted to do a call out. The neighborhood of Westchester has also registered and is working away on this. So each one of these are plugging away at getting more property owners, homeowners, schools, and other entities to create the individual certified wildlife habitats on their own properties. They're also developing their education programs. So they're creating, outreach, workshops. Sometimes they do virtual workshops and webinars. webinars for folks in their community to learn about the principles, the criteria of habitat, and also they do social media. So those are all some of the components they do to get the word out. They are really just trying to get as many people to certify their individual properties as possible as a key first step. But the education part is so key. And I think what's really important in that education is what Nikki referenced about understanding the implications of this connectedness. It's not just what you do on your property, it's what's being done down the road in the corridors around you. How can we actually improve the watershed overall by using these kind of practices throughout our communities? That's really the core of the motivation for this is that larger impact and effect. And I think the other piece is it's really creating this amazing sense of resilience and inclusivity by engaging people of all backgrounds in this program to understand what they can do right where they live. And we're seeing that needed more and more with so much stuff going on in the world. This is so empowering that you can make a difference right where you live.
How many certified wildlife habitat communities do we have in the U.S. right now? Do you know offhand?
Yes. Yeah. We have 367 total communities across the U.S. 190, five of those are working towards their community-wide certification, and 172 this year are certified. Since the program started almost 20 years ago, we've had we're getting close to 1,000 communities that have gone through the program over this time.
Oh, that is very cool. An email from John wondering what are the specific criteria? Could you spend a little more time talking about that, Mary?
Sure. So for community-wide certification, as I said, it's getting a certain percentage of homes, parks, schools, and businesses to create their own certified wildlife habitat right where they live. So they have to install native plants, make sure that those native plants are providing three season of bloom, so you're providing food for your pollinators, your birds, and other wildlife. You provide a water source, and then you also, these plants and shrubs can provide cover, places to raise young, and so forth. So that's the first step, getting as many people in your community to create those individual habitats. And then you also, at the same time, are doing environmental education outreach and stewardship events or opportunities through their website, through newsletters, like I said, webinars and social media.
So you probably, if you don't hand out information like on types of plants or so forth, you probably have ways then to educate folks on what plants and so forth they should be using.
Yes. So there's a variety of sources in Wisconsin, which I'll let Nikki speak to what she likes to share. As well, we nationally have what we call keystone plant lists, and keystone plants are those that provide the highest amount of host plant capacity for 90% of butterflies, moths, and other species, insect species in your area. And we have those at National Wildlife Federation. We have something called the Native Plant Finder that you can put your zip code in, and it will give you a list of native plants that support the highest numbers of butterflies and moths. So those are some resources. So you can get those really targeted right down to where you live. I don't know, I know there's some other groups in Wisconsin, Nikki, that you might actually like to share.
Yeah, go ahead, Nikki.
Well, Wild Ones, which is a national group, actually started in Wisconsin, and they are an amazing resource in regards to native plants. But we also have a couple of nurseries. Prairie Nursery is a big one, and we actually just had their president,
Neil Diebel,
come speak in our community. Their website is an amazing resource, too.
It is indeed. Mary, someone else is wondering about examples of climate smart, sustainable gardening practices that you encourage communities to adopt.
Sure. So the sustainability component is a big part of the program. And part of that is really reducing lawns, you know, transferring over. It's about 19% of Americans nationwide are actually have committed over the last several years to transfer their lawns or portions of their lawns to native and natural wildscape. So that would be a key climate smart, because you're not using, you know, the motor fuel or, you know, the other things that actually can harm the environment. You're also going to be getting more carbon sequestration using shrubs, trees, and plants than you would with just turf lawn. So I would say that's a primary one. And then also just water conservation. Native plants, once they're established, are suited to the natural rainfall, of your area. So you're actually not having to water as much with some of the, you know, non-natives and ornamental plants.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I turned my whole front yard area into native. Oh. And I thought, why do I want to mow the lawn up here?
That's awesome.
And now I don't really do much of anything, because it all comes back every year.
And perfect.
And there's so there's tremendous value for that, for sure. How does tell you what, I've got some more questions for you, but I'm just reminded that we need to say a word or two about our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive, but I'll get back to you with my next questions in just probably 2 minutes or so when I talk about our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive. I'll be finished with that in a few minutes. Well, I've got some help from Keely Baltina. We are here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy. Programs like this one, I hope you'll support the program. Support from people like you is the largest source of our funding for our shows, and that's why your support is so important. So give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-powered, and that means that your support makes WPR's conversations and news and analysis available for you, but also for the entire community. Thank you for making WPR's public service mission possible with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I was trying to think of the number of programs. Just for this show, we will deal with between 10 and 15 topics a week, mm-hmm. times four. So 60 at least topics during the course of a single month. And there are hundreds of discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio when you start counting them all up. There's so much to learn, so many interesting people to meet, topics to discover. Like on Wednesdays, we always deal with the environment and the outdoors. When you support WPR with a donation, you make all of these programs possible. So take the a simple, powerful step right now. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Yeah, and when you're doing the math about how much you get out of WPR, you do realize you actually get more than you pay for. That's not true a lot of places, but WPR is one place where that is what happens every single day. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs that you love.
Here at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of difference. It provides the news and information or music possible, works out to $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
At 6 o'clock, as soon as my husband gets out of bed, I turn on the radio in the room, and it's on the whole day. I decided to become a sustaining member because it's so convenient. I've been a contributor to public radio probably for close to 20 years. It's just a very convenient way for the money to come out of your checking account on a monthly basis. My name is Nancy, and I'm from Sheldon, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Nancy, I think you're right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation during our spring drive. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
If you've never given to WPR before, here's what you can expect. It is a short process, just a few minutes. You answer some basic questions, your name, your address, the amount that you want to give, and how you want to pay for it.
And that's it. Make your first donation to WPR right now. You'll feel good about it because listener support is such a big part of what makes WPR happen. Many first-time donors give $10 a month or $120 a month. The amount totally up to you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today we have a special offer on the WPR t-shirt that is new for this drive. That offer is available today only. That t-shirt is available for a special amount of $15 a month. Tomorrow that goes up. And of course today you could still give more than $15 a month and get that soft, very, very Wisconsin t-shirt. It is available though at this special donation level today. So don't miss out. Kick off our member drive with us and give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a cool t-shirt. I thought it was like peach colored, but then I was corrected by Keely, who said, no, it's sand. But then she found out.
I was also corrected, yes.
You were also corrected.
It was
corrected.
Refined, further refined, so that we give you an image in your mind of what this color is. It is, what's the answer, Larry? What's the color?
Champagne. There you go. And on the front, we've got we've got a cow, we've got the state fish, we've got the state bird. And actually, on the back of it is all of the stations that we have here over the state of Wisconsin, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You're going to want to wear it all over the place. Today is the day.
And you can become a sustaining member, by the way, while you're doing it. If you contribute $15 a month, you become a sustaining member. Easy to set up. Convenient, ongoing monthly donations. You can do it from your bank account. I know some people who use their credit card just to get the miles. Mm. You can get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Patricia in Antigo says, I'm donating because of the Larry Mueller Show. Patricia, thank you so much.
Patricia, thank you so much. Join in with your gift right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. You know, the National Wildlife Federation sponsors a number of great programs, and we're zeroing in a bit today on the certified wildlife habitat programs. You know, your community could get involved in this, and frankly, I don't think the cost is more in terms of a bit of time, maybe on your own property. We'll learn some more about it with Mary Phillips, who leads the National Wildlife Federation's Garden for Wildlife and the Certified Wildlife Habitat Programs, and Nikki Sternitsky, who chairs the Elm Grove Beautification Committee. It's great to have them with us. And certainly, if you have questions or comments or maybe an experience to share relating to this, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us the email address, talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Mary, what are some examples? You know, you talk about climate smart, sustainable gardening practices. What are the ones that you really encourage communities to adopt?
So I think one of them is really, as I mentioned, to really have a campaign about, reducing lawns, as we mentioned, and turning that to native natural landscape. Yeah. I think rain gardens are an amazing way, native plants, which help conserve water and manage stormwater runoff. which is really terrific. And then the really key one is not using chemicals at all in your gardening work, so that you are actually encouraging beneficial insects insects. Those are insects that actually will eat the pests that you don't want in your gardens. So those are just a couple when we think about that. And just planting natives in general, again, you're planting plants that have co-evolved with your local geography, weather, and so forth. So it's going to help overall, like I said, stormwater runoff, obviously really providing amazing host plant qualities and nectar for various wildlife species, particularly pollinators. Those are some of the main ones.
You know, I want to turn to Nikki for a minute because you were a little modest earlier, I thought. Before earning a certification for developing wildlife habitat, Elm Grove had, I think you mentioned one or two, but there you have several environmental designations. And why are these important for a community to pursue? First, give me all of the certifications you have.
So Elm Grove has been a Tree City USA since like 1990, I think, Bird City, Wisconsin, and a few years ago, I think 2022, earned the High Flyer status on Bird City Network. We have the National Wildlife Federation. We are Bee City USA, and we've also taken the Mayor's Monarch Pledge.
So why should you do, why are these important?
Wow, that could be a couple hour long program, Larry.
Well, give me the shorter version.
Well, the short version is we as humans rely on, you know, biodiversity and ecosystem health for us to survive. So if we're all not doing our part to help keep the ecosystem healthy, there won't be an ecosystem for us.
Yeah.
So what's important for the monarchs and the bees and the birds and the butterflies is also important for us.
And, you know, all right, here's me, Larry Mueller. I'm thinking, well, maybe I should move someplace. I'll probably not. But if I was thinking about moving, I would look around at various communities, and I might see Elm Grove, and I'd see, holy cow, they're a Tree City USA, they're a Bird City USA, they're a Bee City USA. This is really attractive to me as a potential homeowner. Or maybe even a business owner, Mary.
No, I agree. And I think the beauty of this is that not only are people creating, as I said, that habitat right outside their own personal door, having these designations, and these are all groups that we actually coordinate with nationally as well, it shows that you're getting actual change happening in the community. So a lot of them, our Mayor's Monarch Pledge, for example, is helping to educate people on ordinances that could change that allow for more planting of milkweed, where sometimes people think that's because it has the word weed in it. Some people don't realize that it's a very beneficial plant. So there's a variety of systemic change that's happening when you've got this concentration of all these programs going on. That is, it's multi-leveled. It's what you're doing in your own backyard, but it's like the example Nikki shared about, hey, we need to improve the watershed overall, so we're not getting these chemicals like into our what we're using to, you know, ourselves as humans, but also for wildlife. So it's really that convergence and that synergy to make change at multiple levels.
Let's take a call. AJ in Wanakee, we'll go to you. Hi, AJ, thank you for calling.
Good morning. I had my yard certified by the Federation last year as a habitat. And I've always gardened and had bird feeders out, but all this started big time for me when I had one milkweed plant volunteer to come up in my garden. And just as I was going to pull it out, I saw two little monarch caterpillars, so I left it. And now, 5 years later, it's become a full-time summer program. 2 years ago, I collected and fostered 137 monarch butterflies.
Well, I'm going to ask you both for comments on that. Mary, there's a great example for us there with AJ.
Yeah, AJ, thank you so much for certifying. We're so excited that you're part of the program. AJ and those who have certified are part of 317,000 certifications nationwide. So we're really excited because every single one makes this kind of difference that AJ's talking about. And I love that you are rearing and raising your monarchs in the natural environment of your monarch garden, because that's so important. Sometimes they get taken by predators, but the more volume of milkweed that you can grow, the better it is to do that in the natural setting. So I really, you know, that's the thing. Each person could have, you know, a caterpillar nursery outside. That's the other thing. It's really important not to bring those inside, but to keep them outside in that natural environment. So just thank you and kudos to you on that.
And where can we find, Mary, as we winding up here, where do we find out more information about the program?
Sure. So nwf.org, Native Plant Habitats, is the website that talks about all the programs that we mentioned today. But specifically, if you want to find out about a community wildlife habitat, you go to nwf.org/communities, and you can find out all the requirements and a beautiful map that shows you all the community wildlife habitats we have across the country.
Mary and Nikki, it has been indeed a pleasure for me talking with you. You're doing some wonderful work, and I appreciate very much you being with us today. I hope we can do this again. Mary Phillips leads the National Wildlife Federation's Garden and Wildlife and Certified Wildlife Habitat Programs, and Nikki Sternitsky chairs the Elm Grove Beautification Committee. They're both happy and hardworking folks who do a lot for Wisconsin and our community. Thank you both. Here we are, you know, in our spring member drive. And I keep saying it, but listener contributions are the largest source of our funding. And I'm sure Keely Baltino is going to join in, will say the same. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. So hope you'll make your contribution now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And we want to take the opportunity to say thank you if you've already given. Your support makes an incredible difference. If you haven't given yet, this is the time. We can fund the independent journalism, these meaningful conversations that you count on from Wisconsin Public Radio. So choose the amount and take that next step to make your gift. Do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So much fun talking with Mary Phillips and Nikki Sternitsky about the Certified Wildlife Habitat programs and really all the programs that are going on. I think this is a very traditional and a typical kind of program that we offer on Wednesdays on the Larry Mueller Show. And I hope your life is enriched by it. I think it's unique to public radio. And here we are, listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So please choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And make your gift an ongoing gift of, you know, $15 or $20 a month, whatever amount is right for you. Set that up on your credit or your debit card, or better yet, right from your bank account. That's what we call a sustaining gift. The beauty of it is that you don't have to remember to renew your support every year.
Yeah, your support will be as consistent as you're listening to WPR month by month and year by year. So become a sustainer right now. Set up your ongoing gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's one of the best mixes that I can find of both highly entertaining and highly useful and informative information. Wisconsin Public Radio really has a great variety in the type of programs they put on. It's very difficult to get bored of listening to WPR. I only used to listen to public radio in the car. I've recently started listening to public radio on online streaming. The variety and quality of the broadcasts are really enough to keep someone, you know, tuning back in for more time and time again. I'm Ben Martin from Minnesota, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for variety and entertainment.
Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina, and we're coming up to the end of the time when we have to ask, when we are, we're pleased to ask for your support and your gift right now. Please give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Join Sandra in Madison, who says, I love being part of WPR's community of donors. Now is the time.
Now is definitely the time. We love doing this program, and I think everyone who works here at WPR enjoys the opportunity to provide information to you. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you.